stoke the fire of freedom with.
American Ground Radio.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, guess what? Biden, Obama, they violated the law. Yeah. Let me walk you through this. And this is according to a federal judge today. So it isn't just about oil and gas or drilling platforms, you know, bobbing out in the Gulf of Mexico. This is about liberty. This is about power. This is about the never-ending tug of war between the American people who need energy and jobs and prosperity, and a political class that thinks they can regulate you out of existence because they've convinced themselves they know better. And the latest chapter in this story comes courtesy of U.S. District Judge James Kane, who just delivered a ruling that slices through the arrogance of Barack Obama and Joe Biden and both of their administrations, because both presidents decided they could ban offshore drilling. You remember?
I do.
You remember this?
I do.
Indefinitely. They banned offshore drilling without expiration, without review, without Congress, and under the, well, they did it all supposedly under the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act.
Right.
And Judge Kane said no. He said the law does not give presidents the right to impose a forever ban on drilling.
Where's this judge from?
Louisiana.
Okay. And Louisiana, of course, has a lot of offshore drilling, and although that's been kind of suppressed in the last couple of years, thanks Joe Biden. But yes, Louisiana does have offshore drilling, and this is a big issue for the economy in Louisiana.
And look, the case is important, but for those that are like, well, ho-hum, okay, it's kind of a moot issue now because President Trump reversed the ban on offshore drilling.
It's not a moot issue.
But it's the doctrine behind Obama and Biden's actions here. It's the mentality. It's the pattern. It's always the same. Grab more power than the Constitution allows and then cloak it in some noble language like climate change
right.
or environmental protection, and then assume that no one is going to call you on it. Well, guess what? You just got called on it, Mr. Obama.
Because it's
Mr.
not really
Biden.
About climate change. It's about government control. It's about the government trying to say this is how you can and cannot live your life. This is how you can or cannot pursue your business goals. This is how you can or cannot pursue your happiness.
Okay.
That's not the government's job.
I understand. But look, offshore drilling bans, I mean, they're not new. Past presidents have used them, usually for national security or environmental reasons.
The state of California does it for their entire coast.
But here is the key. All of those bans in the past that other presidents had banned offshore drilling for one reason or the other, they had expiration dates. They were intended to address specific situations, not become a permanent policy without Congress ever weighing in. See, this was an end run around Congress.
Which, of course, both Biden and Obama wanted to do, because when the Republicans took over Congress, they were like, well, Barack Obama, I've got a phone and a pen. And he just used his pen to write whatever he wanted. And Joe Biden had an auto pen. And so people on his staff could do whatever they wanted to with that.
So after the 2016 election, while President Obama was still in office, he is the one that slapped down this sweeping offshore drilling ban in areas of the outer continental shelf.
Barack Obama slapped down the outer?
He's the one who issued it.
Okay, the judge slapped it down. Obama's the one who issued it.
No, absolutely. Gotcha. The judge said this is unconstitutional.
Okay.
Because it's unlawful.
It's unlawful. Because it doesn't have a time
expiration
limit.
Because the way Obama framed it, you were thinking, the way it was framed, it was like it was forever.
Right.
No expiration date, just a decree from on high. Thou shalt not drill. I think, was that the 11th commandment? I'm not quite sure. But then President Trump came along in 2017, and he looked at that Obama decree, and he said, not on my watch.
Right.
And he reversed it. So he reopened the door to offshore exploration, recognizing what anyone with common sense already knows. Oil and gas mean jobs, energy independence, lower costs, national security, et cetera, et cetera. And so now enter Biden in 2020.
Okay.
And in true Obama third term fashion, Obama rolled the clock back again.
Biden.
Oh, yeah, Biden.
Oh, I'm sorry, the auto pin.
The auto pin, yes.
Yeah.
And the auto pin reinstated the indefinite ban, same arrogance, same assumption that the president can wave a wand and reshape the entire energy landscape without any input from Congress. And now Judge Kane said both of them, Obama and Biden, and the auto pin, overstepped.
Well, I think, look, this is a good thing because, again, the president's not supposed to be a dictator. I know the left, if anybody on the left is listening, they're probably howling right now. Well, that's what we say about Donald Trump. Yeah, he's not supposed to be a dictator. He's not supposed to just issue an order that lasts forever, especially when there's laws that are already in place that govern how the president can act on a certain situation. And that's where we are with oil and gas drilling. The president can't just nationalize oil and gas. That's what Maduro did in Venezuela.
Yeah, but see, again, this is the Obama doctrine. This was the Biden doctrine. And that was this. If Congress won't give us what we want, well, we'll just take it anyway.
And that's not democracy. The Democrat Party has been complaining that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, yet Barack Obama did this. Barack Obama, the Democrat savior, he was the one who was doing this executive order, which was unlawful. He was doing something that was anti-democratic.
But he did.
And yet the Democratic Party is like, oh, he's the best.
No, but he did it with the immigration, too. Remember DACA?
Yeah. Yeah.
Congress said no to the DREAM Act.
And so he just goes, well, I'll just pass an executive order. Joe Biden did this numerous times.
With student loans.
Student loans. Joe Biden was told over and over and over again by the courts, you cannot forgive student loans. And Joe Biden's like, okay, well, let me forgive student loans. And the courts go, you can't do it that way. And Joe Biden goes, okay, well, let me do it this other way. And you can't do it that way either. They were doing things that were circumventing the democratic process. And yet the Democrat Party says Donald Trump's the one who's a threat to democracy. I've said this over and over on the show. The Democrat Party is the party of projection. Whatever they accuse you of doing, they have already done. When they say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, it's because their presidents have already subverted the democratic process.
No, absolutely. And look, I think this case is a microcosm of a much bigger battle. Yes, we're going to be drilling, or we are drilling again in the Outer Continental Shelf. But at the same time, I think this is about whether America is going to be an energy powerhouse,
yes,
or an energy beggar. And so a lot of folks
say, we're going to believe in actual scientific method and not just political science.
But the bottom line to all of this, and the reason this case is still important and why it's not a moot matter, is because will a future president be able to issue an indefinite ban on offshore drilling?
Right.
And this case, this is at the federal district court level. It may, in fact, go up to, if the liberals
keep pushing it,
pushing this, it may go up to the United States Supreme Court. But this is about constitutional order.
Yeah.
It's about the rule of law. It's about protecting the balance of power that keeps presidents from becoming monarchs.
Right.
Because once you let a president impose indefinite bans without authority, again, let's be very clear about this, indefinite bans, what's next?
Well, what's next is we're going to take a look at the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump is giving the terror group Hamas until Sunday to accept his Mideast peace deal. In a post on Truth Social, the president said an agreement must be reached with Hamas by Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Washington, D.C. time. He warned that if Hamas didn't accept the peace deal, quote, all hell, like no one has ever seen before, will break out against Hamas. He added, we know where and who you are, and you will be hunted down and killed. I am asking that all innocent Palestinians immediately leave this area of potentially great future death for safer parts of Gaza. The president outlined his peace deal earlier this week, getting Israel and several other Middle East nations to sign on. Late today, Hamas said it would allow the return of hostages, but said some parts of Trump's plan needed further negotiations.
So they're playing hardball.
No, they're playing stall ball. They're going to, we're going to be reasonable, but they're not actually going to release any hostages. This is what they're just stalling for more time. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the leading candidate to be the next mayor of New York says he doesn't want to have any gifted and talented children in the city. Zohran Mamdani announced that if elected, he would eliminate gifted and talented program for children in New York public schools starting in kindergarten. Mamdani says he wants to, quote, aim to make sure that every child receives a high-quality early education that nurtures their curiosity and learning. However, that statement is at odds with his policy, since eliminating specially designed programs for advanced learners ensures the city won't be nurturing their curiosity and learning at a high-quality level. Mamdani has a double-digit lead over his rivals, Democrat former Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa.
You know, and it may be politically incorrect to say this, but there are some folks that are smarter than others. I mean, that's just the bottom line, and they learn at a faster rate.
And every kid needs to be met where they are in order to advance. And by the way, we're going to be in New York on Tuesday talking about Mamdani. And the third thing you need to know from tomorrow, the Fraternal Order of Police for the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, is asking for the National Guard to be deployed to their city. In a letter to city leaders, the FOP announced they would be reaching out to President Trump to ask for assistance in fighting crime in Charlotte. The letter says this request is due to the ongoing failure of city and police leadership to address severe staffing crisis within the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, which we believe has led to a violence crisis in Charlotte. Last month, a Ukrainian immigrant was fatally stabbed in the neck by a homeless man on a train, but since then, there have been 15 more murders in the city that haven't received the same level of police and national attention.
Well, I mean, the defund the police movement certainly has worked in New York City.
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, the promise that was sold with regards to college and getting a degree, a college degree. You know, you get yourself a college degree, the world will open up to you.
Okay.
That diploma will be your golden ticket, you know, the passport to prosperity. But I'm not so sure anymore. College degrees are no longer, I mean, there's been several studies now. College degrees are no longer opening doors for first-time job seekers. Now, I'm not here to say don't go to college by any means. I think that you ought to get as much formal education as possible. You know, I was certainly raised in a household that encouraged that. And largely, you know, my father was an immigrant from Italy. He wasn't formally educated in this country. He wanted me to get as much formal education as I possibly could. But it just, the left has taken over our universities now for decades.
Yes.
And the question is, are young people, is the American dream more in reach of young people coming out of college today, or is it less in reach? Is it just out of touch?
I really think it depends upon your degree, because there are many degrees that simply aren't worth the paper they're written on. If you got a degree in women's studies and you went to a very expensive school, you just wasted money. You're not going to be able to get a job in women's studies that will pay off the cost of that school. But there are degrees, if you're going into engineering, if you're going into business, finance, a lot of things like that. Those types of degrees that are teaching you useful skills, that are teaching you things that you can use in a career, those are still worthwhile. But you've got to be strategic and think about the cost benefit of your school.
Okay, but if you're preparing young people for jobs, in a free market.
Yes.
You cannot likewise preach anti-capitalist type propaganda.
No, because you're setting people up for failure. In a capitalist market, if you're teaching people that capitalism's bad, then now what are they going to do?
So I think if education or if college may be for you, but it certainly isn't what it used to mean.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, have you canceled your Netflix subscription yet?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been
known. And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, so Elon Musk came out and said everybody should cancel their Netflix subscription because Netflix is grooming babies. What do y'all think? Have you canceled your Netflix
subscription? Well, I'm going to.
You're going to.
Yeah, there's a cartoon on Netflix, and it's called Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous.
Uh-huh.
And it demonstrates two lesbians, two women kissing. And
a cartoon.
Yeah. Yes, it's a cartoon.
Okay, is this like one of those Adult Swim type cartoons designed for adults?
No,
it's even rated for children. It's rated.
It's rated for children.
Yes, rated for children. Under 7, like 7 years old.
And you have to understand, like, there's a guy, his name is Hamish Steele. He's the creator of the kids' show. And he's the one that called Charlie a Nazi after Charlie was assassinated.
So he's one of the ones who
Charlie Nazi. And he had a meltdown because people were mourning him. And this is who was in charge of the children's entertainment. But Netflix has lost $15 billion. It's drops 2.4% amid backlash and subscription cancellations over this transgender ideology that they're promoting all the time. It's pushing through cartoons. And, you know, Kimberly and I were saying earlier, why are they promoting anything sexual to children? Yeah. Why?
Yeah. This is something that I think parents need to understand, because society is trying to sexualize your children very rapidly.
Yeah.
And we talked about social contagion. And amongst kids, you can get these social contagions of kids at a very young age saying, okay, well, I'm now bisexual or I'm homosexual or whatever. And I think the question that parents should be asking the kids is, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Are you having sex? Because if you're not having sex, why do you think you're bisexual?
Well, that's the problem. Asking, a lot of these kids don't even know what sex is.
That's exactly the point. Exactly. That's exactly the point here. If TV's telling them that they're bisexual, yeah, or if their friend group is, as parents, you've got to nip that in the bud in a way that makes the kid actually think about what they're saying.
I agree. I saw this podcaster and he was talking about this particular thing with Netflix. And he said that he has found that people are beginning to play 90s children's shows to their children now.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Little Bear, Caillou, you know, the ones that our kids probably grew up on.
Yeah.
But now they're playing those for their kids because they feel like so much crap is being poured into our kids from every single angle.
Oh, yeah.
That they've got to do whatever they can do to just separate them from that.
You know, just even with the difference in where our kids were, my son was born in 2001. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of great kids shows like Ubi.
Yeah.
Had some, you know, Jimmy Neutron as he was getting, yes, a little bit older. Yeah. That was a fun. Even those, not, you don't have to go back to the 90s. Maybe just the early
2000s. Right. Yeah.
And it's not that long ago.
I agree.
You know, yeah, we had Blue's Clues.
Yeah,
and
we
Barney
had, yeah, with our kids in the 90s.
Teletubbies,
yeah,
and all of that. And just think about how confusing. Let's say that you've got these first graders and they're having a sleepover and they see this cartoon. They don't know anything. There's like, it's a cartoon, so they think this is for kids.
Right.
And they're with their friend and they see this cartoon that's promoting girls kissing each other, and they don't know, because they love their friend.
Right.
Sure.
They love their friend. They want to be with their friend. So you're promoting something that's going to be so confusing to them, because then they don't understand that this is like promoting something sexual. They're like, oh, that must be normal. Maybe I should kiss my friend. It's one of those things that it should be banned.
It's not even just children. It's us. Like, Netflix is doing this with every single show just about on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's making it where it's normal for us to see this. It's not normal. It's right. Not normal. I have no problem
constant
with people,
yeah,
who they choose to be with. No problem at all. But they represent a very small number population in our country.
That's true.
And yet they're showing it as if it is everybody. Family has that.
This has been one of my complaints about GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance, right? One of the things that they did a target of initially when they were going after Hollywood, they have specifically targeted Hollywood, and they said, you know what, we want Hollywood to have 25% representation of main characters in shows to be gay or lesbian. That was their goal. Mm-hmm. And they reached that goal in movies and in TV within the last couple of years, within the last 15 years or so, 10 years, I guess. After they got that goal, they changed their goal. It is now they want it in 50%,
yeah,
of TV shows. They want main characters who are gay and lesbian in 50% of shows. They're not 50% of the population.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, going back to what Kimberly was just saying, this person says it best. They said, you know, folks, I never cared that you were gay until you started shoving it down my throat. I never cared what color you were until you started blaming me for your problems. I never cared about your political affiliation until you started condemning me for mine. I really never even cared where you were born until you wanted to erase my history and blame my ancestors for your problems. And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. We don't care. We didn't care until you tried to shove it down our throats and force us to say, not only is it okay, but yeah, we agree it should be that way. No, what we want is for you just to, especially for the kids, leave the kids out of it. Leave the freaking kids out of it, and yep, we're fine.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangradradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Turn that for Kimberly Burleson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, it's the time in the show when we like to dig deep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. 4 out of 5 farmers say, I trust my tractor, my Bible, and American Ground Radio. All three will steer you straight. That fifth farmer, he ran a solar farm, I think.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, this is a pretty big deal. The New York Times.
Yeah.
They have published a poll that shows Donald Trump is winning again.
He's not running for re-election. He's already president.
No, I understand.
Okay.
But he's winning with the American people.
How so?
Again. Because they're siding with him on this whole deportation issue.
Ah.
Because apparently most Americans want illegal immigrants deported.
Huh, how about that?
Oh, how about that?
Most Americans want law and order, and they don't want people who have violated the law to come here to get special benefits and to be able to stay here indefinitely and for people to be able to cheat the system that the voters are actually having to fund.
Yeah, I mean... Fancy that.
Wow.
So let me repeat that for the Democrats who pretend they're still the party of the working class.
Right.
A majority of Americans.
Yes.
54%, according to the New York Times.
Yes.
Say they support deporting immigrants living here illegally.
54%. Now,
these are the same Democrats who call deportations cruel and inhumane and you've got the same legacy media that has spent years telling you that it's racist to enforce immigration law. Well, it turns out the American people never bought it.
And it's not just criminal illegal aliens. You said illegal aliens, not just criminal yes. illegal aliens. So I know it's something like 74-80%, somewhere around there, support deporting criminal illegal aliens. But you're saying a majority, an outright majority, 54%, support deporting illegal aliens, period.
Absolutely. And the big picture here,
wow.
let's not miss the big picture. Trump yeah. has been saying this since day one. Secure the border, enforce the law,
right.
deport those here illegally.
Yeah.
And yet the Democrats and their media megaphones have painted him as some kind of monster for saying it. They said he was xenophobic.
Right.
They said we were xenophobic. They said he was Hitler. They said we were Hitler.
Yeah.
They said America would never tolerate such policies.
And yet
well,
Americans
guess what?
Voted for it.
A majority of Americans now support deportation.
Yeah. That's
good
news.
And that's the New York Times reporting that.
Yeah, that's very good news. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
On Thursday morning, independent journalist Nick Sorter posted on Twitter, quote, Portland is a bleep third world hellhole. If I defend myself, I will be the one who gets arrested, not the assailant. Antifa is in full control out here. President Trump needs to step in. All right, so he's an independent reporter covering Antifa violence in Portland, has been covering this for years. He posted that Thursday morning. By Thursday night, last night, his prediction had come true. Sorter has been covering the constant clashes between Antifa and ICE at the ICE headquarters in Portland, Oregon. They've been going on for months, and so far the Portland Police Department has done next to nothing about it. None of the leaders of the violent protests have been charged with anything by local officials. So on Thursday night, some of the Antifa agitators started burning an American flag. Nick Sorter saw it. He walked over, took the flag, stomped on it to put out the flames. He then walked away with what remained of the flag in hand. Later that night, Sorter was arrested by the Portland Police Department. They didn't arrest anyone from Antifa. They didn't arrest them for some of their violent tactics. They didn't arrest them for causing arson in a public place. They arrested the reporter who was covering what Antifa did.
For what? What, he stole the flag?
Public disorder is all they said.
For stomping.
We don't even know if they arrested him for stomping on the flag. There's video of him doing that. There's also video of Nick Sorter standing right next to police officers as another Antifa person comes up yelling at Nick Sorter. There is no video that I've seen showing Nick Sorter doing anything public disorderly-wise. When he's arrested, he's very quiet. He's calm. He doesn't act like the Antifa people when they are arrested. He just has the handcuffs on. He's just shaking his head. 2 days ago, by the way, another reporter, Katie Davis Corp, was assaulted by an Antifa goon. She was stabbed in the eye with a pole.
Oh, my
There's
goodness.
A black eye,
oh my
all this,
goodness.
Right? Okay. She pulled out her phone and started recording the person who had attacked her, who was escorted away to a safe house by another Antifa member. Along the way, she found a Portland police officer. She told him she'd been assaulted. She pointed out which person assaulted her. She showed him the person who did it. The officer went to stop the suspect, who then screamed, "Don't touch me, I'm underage." The cop let go of her and let the suspect just walk away. So the Portland police officers refuse to arrest Antifa thugs when they assault people, but they will arrest people who try to stop Antifa from committing acts of violence and arson.
You know, I don't think that's because police officers in Portland just woke up one day and decided to abandon their oath. I think their hands have been tied by the politicians, by the bureaucrats, by the activist judges. I think they've shackled the police there.
I think you're right.
I mean, they've defunded them.
That's part of it.
For sure. They've demonized them. And if you try to arrest someone in Portland, well, the DA just, like, for example, shoplifting. The but DA just drops the charges.
But I'm not convinced that the police are innocent in all this, that they're just tools here. I think some of these police officers are actually Antifa supporters. And I think ICE is starting to think the same thing. ICE has had enough of this. Take a listen. This is Camilla Walmsley. She is the head of the ICE office in Portland. She's talking to a Fox News reporter earlier this week. Take a listen.
They're not really supposed to respond to this building. Mm-hmm. There have been folks that have been assaulted right down here on the street, even across the street, and it takes Portland police a while to respond, or sometimes they don't respond at all.
Is that frustrating?
It is frustrating. It's frustrating for us to watch people be attacked on the street and know that we don't have the authority to be able to really step in unless there's some nexus to federal law. Mm-hmm. That's frustrating for us.
So the Portland Police Department would not help a reporter who was attacked, violently attacked, stabbed in the face with a pole. They did arrest a reporter. They say there's public disorderly conduct or something like that, but there's no evidence I've seen of that. And this is a reporter who earlier in the day said, by the way, if I try to defend myself from an attacker from Antifa, I will be the one who's arrested.
You know, but at the same time, I don't think a guy or gal who signed up to be on the police force in Portland.
Okay.
I mean, do you really think they suddenly have become anarchists? I mean,
Tell you what, I think the elected officials in Portland are anarchists.
Oh, absolutely.
I think the Democrats who run the city, I think the chief of police for Portland is an anarchist.
But the rank and file police officers, you know, maybe they look at it and they say their career is on the line, their pensions might be at risk, and maybe they do. I mean, that's a really far stretch to say they're playing along.
They are playing
to get along.
Well, they are playing along. They're not enforcing the law in Portland when it comes to Antifa, which means they are aiding and abetting this terrorist designated group. Now, today, Attorney General Pam Bondi announced she was starting a criminal investigation into the Portland Police Department's for civil rights abuses. Assistant Attorney General Hamid Dylan posted, quote, acting at the direction of Attorney General Pam Bondi, we, Civil Rights, have launched an investigation into Portland's Oregon's highly questionable police practices. Stay tuned. We will not leave the people of Portland at the whims of criminals and woke cops. Govern yourselves accordingly.
Well, look, it's got to stop. If there are some police officers that are standing with the radicals, whether it's out of fear or ideology or just raw political pressure, I think this investigation needs to get at the root of it.
Yeah.
And it needs to stop because we've got to stand. We need our law enforcement, obviously. It's common sense.
So what do you think? Stand your ground on American Ground Radio. Call us, text us. The number is 866-AGR-1776. And let us know. We may share your thoughts live.
What? Live?
On air. That's right. That's 866-247-1776.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement. A movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website. It's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So apparently a pastor at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. Well, it was a pastor traveling through the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
Okay.
And he went to the local, or I say the local, the chapel within the airport.
Okay.
You know, lots of airports we travel through.
They have chapels.
They have chapels.
Right.
Well, apparently this one had been taken over by Muslims.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
And they wouldn't allow him into the chapel to pray because there were several members of the Muslim faith that were already in there praying.
So? I'm sorry, you don't own that chapel. And by the way, it's called a chapel. It's not called a mosque. So you don't own it, you don't have control over it, and in this country, you don't have the right to prevent somebody else from practicing their religion. It would be wrong for someone to stop a Muslim from being able to pray, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so then Muslims don't have the right to stop Christians from being able to pray. This is a free country, and if you can't understand that and you can't respect that, then you need to go back to the country you came from.
So he says the main room of the chapel had several men kneeling on mats with a Muslim imam in the far corner and a man praying aloud a Muslim prayer near the door. And as I looked through the door, you know, my bags in hand, I was not allowed to enter. And he just said, you know, and look, the thing is that we have freedom of religion in this country.
Yes.
This is certainly not anti-Muslim whatsoever.
But you don't get to be a Muslim who's anti-Christian. This is, you don't get to tell someone else they cannot freely exercise their religion in a public place, which is what this was. It was in the middle of an airport.
And after he persisted and said, well, no, I want to enter, one of the Muslims that were praying came up to him and said there was a chair in the back for him to sit in, but that he had to take off his shoes.
That's not, they don't own that chapel. They are not in charge of that chapel. You
we
don't get to just
respectful.
Come in and occupy.
We need to be respectful across the country of one another's faiths, especially in an airport chapel, which is obviously non-denominational.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's get to Fake News Friday.
You are fake news.
Yeah! Okay, kids, it's Friday. We play Fake News Friday on Friday, and here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
And go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com. Tell us what your score was. And Facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. Tell us what your score was. Here's the first one. Rosie O'Donnell's therapist doesn't understand why Rosie is so angry with Donald Trump. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news.
That is indeed real news. President
Wait, her therapist?
Yeah, she's like,
why privacy?
Well, no. Rosie O'Donnell told everybody this is what a therapist
said. Oh, okay.
Yeah. President Trump wants to make sure that kids are dying. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Of course, that's fake news.
That's right. Alexandria Ocasio said that. Since the government shut down, AOC has had to go back to bartending to be able to pay her bills. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. Since the government shut down, Marco Rubio is now responsible for everything. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. Only 400 people watched a live stream from Democrats on Capitol Hill talking about the shutdown. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. President Trump has been posting memes of Hakeem Jeffries in a mustache and a sombrero online. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That is very funny and real news.
That's real news. Democrats in Congress are calling for common sense sombrero control. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Really fake news.
That's really fake news. President Trump's administration has announced free MAGA sombrero giveaway for the first 10,000 illegals to self-deport. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news.
That's Babylon Beta. President Trump has a higher approval rating in New Jersey than Democrat Governor Phil Murphy. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. Senator John Fetterman has higher approval rating with Republicans than with Democrats. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Say that one again.
Senator John Fetterman has a higher approval rating with Republicans than with Democrats.
Oh, that's real news.
That's real news. Yeah. A woman in Maine received 250 ballots in the mail this week. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
Yeah, it came in an Amazon package. The Pope invited Arnold Schwarzenegger to the Vatican to tell people how to terminate climate change. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
The Pope?
The Pope.
Ah, that's tough because I could see that one. I'm going to go with really fake news.
That's real news.
The Pope invited Arnold Schwarzenegger to the Vatican?
Yeah, to teach people how to terminate climate change.
Oh, my Lord.
Pete Hegseth has hired Hans and Franz from SNL to wipe fat generals into shape. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Okay, that's really fake news.
That's really fake news. The New York Times is biased against Democrats. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
The New York Times is biased against Democrats.
Yeah.
That's fake news.
That's fake news. That's what Chuck Schumer said on the floor of the Senate. He was laughed at. Turning Point USA is a hate group. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center both said that. Elon Musk is worth $500 billion. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. And Maxwell House coffee brand is changing its name to Maxwell Apartment. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news.
No.
What?
That's real news.
Maxwell what?
Maxwell House coffee brand is changing its name to Maxwell Apartment Coffee.
I don't believe that.
And they're saying they're doing it.
I don't believe that.
Go check out. Go to MaxwellHouse.org.
Fake news. That's another category of fake news. That's just you.
That is Maxwell House Apartment Coffee. For the next year, that is going to be the name of that brand of coffee because they say it's too hard for people to get an apartment or to get a house. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies' man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the Hamas terror group, yes, terrorists, they're not militants, as the New York Times likes to call them.
No. October 7th proved once and for all Hamas is a group of terrorists. They raped children as they beheaded the children's parents.
It's just absolutely
horrific. And then posted the video of
themselves
doing it online. That's what terrorists do.
Well, they have agreed, apparently, to this deal negotiated by none other than President Trump.
To part of it.
To release all of the remaining hostages that remain from that heinous attack on Israel, October 7th, 2023. This is monumental. It is historic. I'm not necessarily patting Hamas on the back here for doing what they should have done in the first place, but this is the kind of leadership that reminds us why President Trump was elected in the first place and why he is winning again in the eyes of the American people and world stage.
I don't trust Hamas on this. I think they're lying to you. I think Hamas is just trying to play along. I think they know they're trapped. I think they know there's no way out. And I think they're just trying to say, oh, well, we'll negotiate the rest. They said, oh, we'll release the hostages. But they've said they would release the hostages before. And you know what they didn't do? They didn't release the hostages.
Well, President Trump's going to hold them accountable.
He needs to.
He's going to hold them accountable every step of the way.
And if they don't agree to all of it by Sunday at 6 p.m., they need to be saying, whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
With the government shut down, this might be a good time to talk about making government smaller. Here are some words of wisdom about smaller government. Thomas Jefferson said the issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. Henry David Thoreau, that government is best which governs least. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the less government we have, the better, because its people discipline themselves. And Robert Reich, an advisor to Bill Clinton, said a smaller government reflecting the needs of the middle class and poor is superior to a big government reflecting the needs of the privileged and the powerful.
And Ronald Reagan, everyone thinks government is the solution to our problem, but government is the problem.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.